Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I thought 2020 would be just a normal year, but no. We were hit by the corona epidemic, and that wasn't enough. Suddenly, a white police officer killed a black man named George Floyd. And as I watched the cell phone details on television, I think it could be judged to be murder. So did millions from coast to coast. And maybe, I should not be surprised, but people across the country rose up in anger. We have been watching riots, destruction, vandalism, looting, vehicles burned. The protesters are calling for social justice. Well, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the city where George Floyd was killed, more than 300 small and large businesses have been looted and destroyed. It's terrible what happened to George Floyd. But I know there's a level of racism and discrimination in our country. However, that does not justify destroying small businesses and family businesses. They worked so hard and finally lived through the coronavirus, ready to open up for business. They've been shut down for 3 months, hoping to survive economically. The unacceptable death of George Floyd should have resulted in peaceful demonstrations, not the violence and destruction. And that we see. Why do the cities allow all this to happen? Obviously, they weren't prepared. No one was. If we are a nation that accepts the rule of law, I hope we will deal with any racism in our police force. And don't forget, a strong police force is there to keep us safe. All of these big riots are in liberal, democratic cities. Maybe they need to implement some reform in their police force. Okay, here are some issues that the ag industry cares about. Number one, growing hemp. If you want to get in that business, be sure you have a plan and a market, because many companies are going bankrupt. Number two, meat packing companies have gone back to work, but they still can't keep up with the supply of market animals. Number three, I talked about it a few weeks ago. Thanks to the Department of Agriculture, most food stamp recipients can now get their groceries online. That's good. And number four, I was afraid our phase one trade deal with China would be trashed as a result of U.S. conflict with China over China's new national security trade laws for Hong Kong. But for now, our trade agreement is still in place. And until next week, I am John Block from Washington.